What's up, Dog Pound? Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Got stuffed on that turkey. Nathan's girl alongside Dustin Fox. Just 2 days away from the Browns traveling to Buffalo for a huge showdown. We know it has playoff implications. It has draft implications as well. So a lot at stake for the Browns and the Bills. But I think for the Browns to win this game, they're going to have to do it offensively. And given just how good the defensive front four is for Buffalo, I think a lot of it's going to fall on the shoulder of Brian Hoyer.
I completely agree. And Brian's going to have a bounce back game this week. It's now 2 weeks looking back to the Houston game and then Atlanta, where I know he won the Atlanta game on the game-winning drive, but he's got to do a better job. His completion percentage last couple of games below 50%. Got to get that up. And it's not going to be an easy challenge this week because we're playing, as you mentioned, the number one ranked defense on third downs in the entire National Football League, fourth overall, and the team that has the most sacks in the league. So definitely a difficult task for the Browns this week.
Yeah, the Bills have 46 sacks on the season, most in the NFL. No team in the NFL has more than 38 other than the Buffalo Bills. So this is a wide margin. Three guys on the team with nine or more sacks already. And yes, it is going to be a tough challenge for this offensive line to keep Brian Hoyer clean, because we've seen him struggle with pressure this year. But I'll tell you what, talk about pressure. After the game he had to be feeling it when he got the ball back with 44 seconds, four completions, sets up the game-winning field goal. What kind of momentum can he build from that?
I think a lot, and I really think you got to give him a lot of credit because he was able to, as Mike Pettine said, compartmentalize the entire game, block it out, and was able to go out there for what was 44-second football game. Led the team down the field, got the win, and now he's got to be feeling good about the fact that he played bad and they still got the W. Now this week, you got to build off it. You got to go there. Now the Browns, to have success, I believe, don't want to be in those situations like third and long where the Bills thrive. So you talk about, well, how does that happen? Well, Isaiah Crowell, Terrence West, they got to get these guys going early in the football game.
How about the Crow last week? 12 carries, 88 yards, two touchdowns, a 26-yard touchdown run where he basically covered the entire field. One of the more impressive runs you'll see this season. I'd like to see him get the ball even more, but in tandem, they did a good job against the Falcons.
And I think that's what you'll see as the season goes on. You'll see both of these guys probably get about, 50% carry split between, let's say they have 30 carries in the game. All right, 15 for one guy. 15 for the other guy, or a little bit here or there, like 12 carries, 18 carries, something like that. I think that's perfect. Whoever gets hot, give that guy the extra 3-4 carries between the split. But both those guys, they seem to be embracing the role of having that dual threat at running back, and that's the most important thing. Guys that are competing towards the common goal, which is winning football games, they're not selfish. They know that they can be the two-headed monster. And oh, by the way, at some point, I think we'll see Glenn Winston in there as well.
Might see him as well. The other undrafted free agent running back of the Cleveland Browns. Now let's talk about Josh Gordon. Comes back, unbelievable impact. 8 catches, 120 yards. Could have probably had 202 scores on the day with a few more accurate throws from Brian Hoyer, but he looked as good as ever, and now they're only going to ramp up his activity. What does he mean to this team?
It means a lot, because you saw what he did in that game. He had 15 targets. Brian was looking to throw the football to him. Defenses had to account for him. They were double-teaming him at times, which opened up some of the underneath routes. You saw Andrew Hawkins, Taylor Gabriel. Those guys came up big. Miles Austin as well. You can't say enough good things about him. He sucked win a little bit at times because, they threw the football to him 15 times in this game. What I really liked is when they get the football to him in space, when he's able to show off his dynamic playmaking ability, as a running back type of situation when it's one of those now passes or a wide receiver screen, something like that. I love this guy. We love him. Everyone loves him. All right, now get him back. Get his conditioning up as we go week by week. This will be his first game outdoors. Which, obviously last week indoors a little bit different. So we'll see how he adjusts to the cold temperatures up there in Buffalo. But it's definitely exciting to have him back.
It is exciting. And not only getting him the ball in space, he creates space for Andrew Hawkins, who averaged nearly 19 yards a catch because of all that yak ability when he found himself in space, play more that natural slot position role. Now, Josh Gordon came back last week. Good chance we'll get Jordan Cameron back this week, another Pro Bowl pass catcher. What does he do in the middle of the field now that you've got Gordon, you've got Hawk, you've got Austin, you've got the backs? It seems like this could be a pretty complete offense.
This guy, when healthy, can be one of the top tight ends, wide receivers in the entire NFL. Hopefully he is back and his concussions have subsided so that he's able to go on Sunday. But you're right, I don't know if there's enough footballs to go around, if there's enough targets to go around, because there's so many talented guys. You think about how we've gotten to this point, 7-4, without Gordon and without Cameron, and the other guys have really carried the weight. Now, their weight's going to be lifted. they're going to still have opportunities, but it's going to be easier for them to get involved in the offense.
No question. Kyle Shanahan is giving thanks for the return of all of these weapons to his offense here. Ultimately, I think this is going to come down to whether or not our offensive line can handle their defensive line, allow us to get into second and third and manageable, and protect Brian Hoyer against the pass rush that has produced more sacks than any team in the NFL. For Dustin Fox, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thank you for tuning in to Cleveland Browns Today.